Monday Motivation for December 25th, 2023. Sending a message. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. First of all, Merry Christmas. I hope you've had time to celebrate the coming of Christ with friends and family. You know, when we think about Christmas, we don't usually associate it with communication. But all of the actions God takes in creation are messages to us. Not only messages, but also windows into the nature and character of God. The first five verses of Luke 2 lay out the time and place of Jesus' birth, as well as identifying his earthly parents. These are not only evidence of fulfilled Old Testament prophecies concerning the coming of the Messiah, but also indications that God has orchestrated the actions of powerful human rulers to bring about his purpose. Bethlehem was known to be the birthplace of the Messiah. This is the answer the chief priests and scribes gave Herod. Matthew informs us that Joseph's ancestry went back to King David, making him the heir of the Davidic throne. Joseph and Mary were brought to Bethlehem at the time Jesus was to be born because of the actions of a Roman emperor, a Roman governor, and an appointed king. We see God's authority in what he says and how he makes sure it happens. Continuing on, we can see how God exercises his authority in a way that makes him known. The long-told coming of the Messiah did not occur in a palace and was not witnessed by those of great power and influence. Joseph and Mary were common people. They didn't have the resources or influence to ensure a comfortable room and assistance with the birth of a child. They were seeking whatever shelter they could for themselves and their newborn baby. Even the first witnesses and proclaimers of the coming were shepherds. Poor and ill-regarded, they would be the last ones expected to bear witness to an angelic proclamation and newborn king. It's only by the working of God Almighty that these people could take part in these events. There is no room to speculate about human ability. Finally, the message God has is for everyone. We have been in Genesis the last 3 weeks, and we know when God finished his creation, he said it was very good. The sin in the garden brought judgment on the whole world, not just humanity, and the whole world would need the light and life of the Savior to break the power of sin. As the angel said to the shepherds, "I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people." As we continue to celebrate and look back on Christmas, I hope you will take time to do what Mary did. Treasure the message of Christmas in your heart. Meditate on it when you have a quiet moment. Look for the message of God in all that Christmas has to tell us. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.